how you doing?
Oh my god.
I am doing swell.
How are you doing?
I think you're
tired.
How
are you doing, partner?
I'm good. I'm doing so good.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. I went to Starbucks on the way here, and they have the new, like, pineapple cloud cake thing for the summer. And last time we tried to get it, they were out of stock, but they had it this time. And it was so,
it's good.
Yeah. I had, like, a few bites of it, and I was like, oh, is this kind of, it was kind of, fine.
But I had the rest, and I liked it.
Why does this happen? I swear,
like,
every time we've been trying to, like, record as of lately, it's just, we just keep laughing, so.
Yeah. We're funny. Together.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to the podcast.
How are you guys doing?
Called by name. That's who we are.
That's who we are.
And guess what?
What's
so
new?
So are you.
What's new, squad?
How is your life? I'm doing great.
Oh my gosh. I think you're tired.
I'm so tired.
I like, oh my gosh. Guys, the past little bit has been kind of crazy because we were literally camping, like, less than we came back. Okay, today's Friday. We came back Wednesday night. Yeah. So it's just like, we're here.
So yeah, this week has been busy.
Yeah.
And we are a little bit both sleep deprived. And
yeah.
So this will be interesting. I also, just to throw this out there before we start, just to throw it out there. So I'm singing the national anthem with my sisters for the Folsom Pro Rodeo on July 4th, the 4th of July. Anyways, so we've been practicing a lot, and at our youth group, we had these like blitz game things, and I screamed a lot, like a lot.
And I screamed a lot.
And so, we, with the girl that's been helping us with our vocalness for just singing for the rodeo, we've been practicing with her, and she said she can tell our voices are tired and that we need to take a day of less vocal use.
But here we are recording a podcast episode.
So I'm really not supposed to be talking that much. So if I'm not talking a lot in this episode, that's why. Mm-hmm. I'm also really exhausted, so.
And the next episode, because we're doing a twofer today.
Twofer.
So, no, but there have been people saying that I, like, interrupt even stuff. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we even acknowledge it, too, like.
But I think it's a mute. I think we both have, we both cut each other off, like, all the time. Right. And I think what happens is sometimes you'll be talking, and then you'll just, like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, mid-sentence. Right. And then, so then I try to, like, pick up where you're, like, leaving off.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's that pauses that I have to cut out. So it's like, sounds like I'm interrupting you, but I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've talked about it and we're just kind of like,
and I don't really feel offended or like bugged that she's not.
Paisley's okay. Guys.
I'm okay, guys.
Yeah.
Ding. Yeah. So yeah, but this is going to be a good episode for Ava because she gets to talk a lot.
Oh,
and that is her thing.
Okay.
That is her thing.
Yeah.
So
she told me, she's like, yeah, like, she told me I couldn't, like, talk a lot and that I shouldn't be using my voice a ton. And I was like, I'll just do what I do best. I'll just ramble. Like, I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been wanting to do this the past couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I just spit everywhere. I don't know. I guess I'm just, like, getting excited. I don't know, like, what is going on. Anyway, but I've been wanting to just, like, take a second to just, like, affirm you because, and I've been, like, every time we've sat down to record, like, the Holy Spirit will remind me, and then I forget, like, literally every time. But this just feels very fitting, because you're, like, literally half
really
alive
talk.
Right now.
Yeah.
But I just, like, but I don't know. Like, I just wanted to do it on the podcast.
Aww.
And, because, I don't know, I just felt like I was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say, like, thank you.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you.
I just wanted to say, like, thank you for just putting as much effort as you have into this and for just being willing to do this with me. Aww. And there have been like so many times where even though it's like inconvenient for you, you've still like been like, okay, well, let's record anyway. Mm-hmm. Like we were literally texting last night and I was like, is there any way that we could record tomorrow? Because, you know, we have our church camp coming up and I'm not free like mm-hmm. pretty much until then,
yeah,
until after that. And so, you know, and then you were like, well, I just really need a rest day. And I was like, that's totally fine. And but then it was, you know,
and I was like, no, we have to do it. I can't do it any other time. I don't want to wait till after camp. So,
yeah, which I wasn't going to be like, I was not about to be like, we can't wait till after. But I was like, I don't. But yeah, even though like you're tired and you can't talk and, you know, you've just the way that you've like sacrificed for this so that we can make this happen is just like so incredible.
Oh,
and I'm just so thankful to.
Yeah.
To be doing this with you.
I am too. I like it's really cool that we get to do this, and it's like something that isn't like it was just an idea, mm-hmm. and now that it's actually happening, I mean, most teenage girls aren't like taking the time out of their day to do this, you know? So
yeah,
I'm really grateful that you enjoy doing this with me too. So
yeah so I just love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for doing this with me.
Of course, thanks for doing this with me. Like, okay. What the heck?
Guys, we love each other. Okay. Yeah. Shall we dive
in? Today we're going to just be reading the Bible and talking, guys. We don't really have a topic.
Yeah. We kind of, because, okay, basically, if y'all know who Ellie Yost is, she's amazing. And we love her. And this is kind of a reflection of mm-hmm. something that she's done before. And she basically just talked about how, in one of her podcasts, how she was listening to this sermon about how, like, when did the word of God stop being enough?
Wow.
Like, when did it stop being enough, like, by itself? Like, mm-hmm. why do we need, you know, to come to church? Like, why does it have to be, like, fluffed up for us to want to go to church or mm-hmm. want to listen to the sermon? Like, why does it have to be?
Yeah.
Why do things have to be added to it?
Mm-hmm.
And so she has been doing this thing every once in a while where she'll just read the Bible mm-hmm. and just talk about it. And I was like, I actually love that idea so much. So
especially for days like this, when you literally asked me yesterday if we could record a podcast and it's like, oh, well, what are we going to talk about? We haven't had time to like pray about it and stuff.
Right.
And so it works because it's just, let's just flip to a random page and read it.
And it's also just perfect because I feel like, with this podcast, we try so much to just like let the Holy Spirit speak. Like we come in with a plan and 98% of the time we end up talking about something else because we just are like, we write our plans in pencil and we give God the eraser and we're just kind of like,
that's really good.
Like, what do you want to do with this? And so this is just something that I find is going to, well, I hope to find that it's going to allow the Holy Spirit to really just move and speak. And I pray that he does,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and we know that like you can feel, like we feel the Holy Spirit when we mm-hmm. record. And we know that, you know, as a result of that, you can also feel him when you're like listening to this podcast. So we just pray that he's with you right now. Mm-hmm. And that in the midst of us reading the Bible, that you would just feel conviction, that you would maybe start to feel like, oh, I think I need to actually change that, or even just his love, like just feeling him in the room with you. So we both felt like we were supposed to read in John,
mm-hmm.
and we have a little number randomizer that's gonna little thing to tell us where to start. Okay, chapter 8.
Okay.
I think we're really supposed to do that because before I randomized it and it gave me 8. So
perfect. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Okay. Wow. Flipped to 8.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay. There's a hair in my Bible. Hey, I don't know who you are.
Hey, girl.
Oh my gosh. Okay. John, do you want me to read it since your voice is a little fried?
Please do.
Okay. So this is John chapter 8. A little deep breath.
It's called A Woman Caught in Adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you, if you are in a spot to do so, to pick up your Bible and follow along.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Read with us.
Read with us. We're reading...
Delve into the Word.
We're reading the NLT version.
Yes, we are.
In our cute little matching Bibles.
So. Show them.
I feel like we've mentioned that on the podcast, but it was the time when we were like, go check out the YouTube channel, and then the YouTube channel didn't work. Yeah. So.
But now you can actually see our matching little Bibles.
You can.
So cutesies. Okay. All right, let's start. John 8:1. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning he was back at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him, but Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone.
Wow.
Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more.
Oh, that's so good.
That's good.
Okay, I don't know if anyone else was wondering this while reading that, but I was wondering what was Jesus writing in the dust, in the sand.
Yeah. Probably just drawn little stick figures. Just like,
he's so creative. He's just like doodling.
He's like waiting for the Pharisees to walk away. He's like,
yeah, he's just like doodles, like waiting for them to like realize this whole.
He's like, okay, get the point. Yeah. You've all sinned. Go away now. No, but that's so good. Yeah. I think there are definitely some Christians who will really come after people and really just be like, you're wrong. Like, this is not. Especially something that I've noticed is a lot of times in Hollywood, you see, and obviously Hollywood is so corrupt and so evil, and there's so much going on there where they just need Jesus, you know? But you see these people who are literally Satanists, like, you know, you have like Demi Lovato, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, Taylor Swift, like all those people. Are literally like blaspheming the Lord,
and no then hate you to have, them. There's no judgment,
right.
There's
and that's
no
judgment what here. That's what I'm saying. Right. Is right. There's so many Christians who will look at that and say, "How dare you? This is wrong. This is evil. You're going to hell." Instead of praying for them, and instead of interceding for them, and setting up an appointment between God and that person. Instead, we just want to throw stones sometimes, and we want to condemn instead of loving. And the Bible talks about how, like, you know, Jesus literally says in Matthew, like, do all things through love, because without love, like, none of your good deeds matter. And so I think that's such a good representation of, like, or it's just a good reminder that, like, you have done wrong too. You have sinned too. Like, I have made mistakes. Paisley has made mistakes. So who are we to, like, be the first to throw the stone?
Right.
And who are we to say that's wrong and you're evil? Yeah. Like, instead, we should be coming to that person with love and being like, I was a sinner too.
Yeah.
I still sin. I still miss the mark sometimes, but like, I love you and I'm praying for you. Like, that's how we should approach situations. Right. And you see how Jesus approaches a situation where he says, I don't condemn you.
Yeah.
Go and sin no more.
Right. And it reminds me of, I don't know where this is. I'm sure you know where it is, but where it's in the Bible, it talks about, go, it's the one with the speck, the log in your own eye.
It's
like,
you cannot remove the speck out of your friend's eye if you have not removed the log out of your own eye.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that. Of, I feel like so many times, like what Ava's saying is we do this thing where we are so quick to judge and so quick to have an opinion about other people's sins. Yeah. And we don't take time to, you know, to look at the log in our own eye and to look at the sins that we have done and take care of that and pray about that with God. And I think once we do that, it becomes easier to love people and easier to not be so quick to judge, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
And yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Sure.
Okay.
I kind of feel like reading a little bit.
Oh, okay.
This is really short, a little tiny one.
We left off on verse 12.
Okay. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life."
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. The Pharisees replied, "You are making those claims about yourself." Such testimony is not valid. Jesus told them, "These claims are valid even though I make them about myself. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you don't know that this about me. You judge me by human standards, but I do not judge anyone.
Wow, come on.
And if I did, my judgment would be correct in every respect because I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. Your own laws say that if two people agree about something, their witness is accepted as fact. If I am one witness and my Father who sent me is the other, where is your Father?" they asked. Jesus answered, "Since you don't know who I am, you don't know who my Father is. If you knew me, you would also know my Father." Whew. Jesus made these statements because he was teaching in the section of the temple known as the treasury. But he was not arrested because his time had not yet come.
He's crazy. He literally just said, boom, roasted, drop the mic, walk away. Like, he literally was like,
savage.
He was like, "These claims are valid even though I'm talking about myself right now. I don't judge anyone, but if I did, I'd be right." So yeah. Like, okay.
I love Jesus. Okay.
Pop off, sir. Gosh. Love that. Free. That's
"These claims are valid even though I make them about myself." Yeah. He said,
"I don't judge anyone, but if I did, I'd be right." Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Judge me by human standards.
Dang.
But I do not judge anyone. That's so good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Human standards.
He said, "You don't know who I am. And since you don't know because you don't know who my Father is, if you knew me, you would also know my Father." He said, "Religious spirit, come out in Jesus' name." He said, no. He's crazy. Sometimes you're like reading the Bible and Jesus is just like, "So you're wrong. You're just, your hearts are far from me. And basically you don't even know who I am ever at all." So.
I love that there's sometimes when he's so like gentle and like,
"Oh yeah,
fatherly." Yeah. But then he's like, "Let's you're get wrong. To the point." Yeah. Let's get to the point, guys. Yeah,
you see him like being so compassionate and so loving. Yeah. And he is. I'm not, you know.
Right, right.
You know, you see him like interacting with like demon possessed people where he's like, you know, he's like, "Go and tell people about me." And he's like, "I love you." And then he's like talking to the Pharisees and he's like, "You snotty, stuck up little Pharisees." And you're just like, okay. Okay, Jesus.
Yeah. I love that it says, "I'm the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness." Yeah. Because there's so many times when I think we live in a dark world. We live in a world that is full of darkness and evil and sin. And I think so many times we get to that point where it's like, "Oh, well, I live in darkness. This is my new life. This is..."
We're so accepting.
I can't do anything else but live in this light or live in this darkness. And then Jesus is like, "Well, if you follow me, you won't have to live in the darkness." Like, he is the light. And I think, I mean, we see testimonies of people who have lived in the darkness and who have not been following Jesus.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just like reading it. Those testimonies of people who have lived in the darkness and then give their life to Jesus, and you see that transformation of them walking into the light that Jesus leads with, and mm-hmm. once you follow him,
yeah,
everything
changes. I love that it says, like, you don't have to walk in darkness. Right. Like, you, right. like, there is an option outside of this corrupted world, and it's Jesus. Like, I yeah. love that he says that, because I think literally, like, what you were talking about is, like, we can just be so accepting right. of, like, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, of, like, we are so willing to engage of the attacks mm-hmm. of the enemy.
Yeah.
Like, we are so willing to be, like, oh, like, anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. I struggled with anxiety, and a lot of times I was just, like, I guess that's just my portion. I guess that's just, like, something I'm going to have to battle. But, you know, I love that he just says, like, you don't have to walk in that. Hey, I'm actually calling you above that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, follow me, and you actually can turn away from that, and you won't have to struggle with that, with those things.
She's serving it up in here. The wog is wogging.
Oh my gosh. I muted myself. I'm back. While we were camping, it was like your family, my family, and then some other kid. And I'm just kidding. He listens to this podcast. Hi, other kid. We love you. And so we would just, like, the boys would be, like, helping set up with something, and we'd be like, the mog is mogging. Mog.
Literally the amount of times we used that phrase was, like,
Judah was, we got crazy. We got back, and my brother was like, we said mog and wog, like, too many times for, like,
for those of
a 24-hour
who
period.
Don't understand what that is, a mog is a man of God, a wog is a woman of God, yeah. and when the mog and the wogs are mog and woggin'.
What does that mean?
So, like,
and when
so
the,
like,
mogs if, and the wogs, the wait.
So, like, if a mog is mogging, it's when
he's man of God.
He's being a man of God.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like in his actions, and you can see it. And it's like, say mm-hmm. he's, like, cleaning up, or, like, lifting something.
Yeah.
Or doing a man.
You
thing.
Say the mog is mogging.
The mog is mogging. Or if, like, the woman of God. If there's a girl that's, like, reading her Bible and just, yeah. like, living it up with Jesus.
We did that. We read, like, our Bibles on the logs.
Yep.
Yep.
Then it's, like, and the wogs are wogging.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I hope all of you wogs and mogs are ogging.
How you doing today? Oh, my gosh. I did not like that.
Me neither.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways. Anyways, so yeah, Jesus was being a mog over here.
He was. He was the ultimate mog. Okay.
The mog is mogging.
The mog is mogging. I need to stop. I need to be stopped.
Where were we?
John 8:21. Shall I continue, or would you like to continue?
No, you can continue.
Okay. Later, Jesus said to them again, I am going away. You will search for me, but will die in your sin. Oh, that's nice. You cannot come where I am going. The people asked, is he planning to commit suicide? What does he mean? You cannot come where I am going. Jesus continued, you are from below. I am from above. You belong to this world. I do not. That is why I said you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. Who are you? They demanded. Jesus replied, the one I have always claimed to be. I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but I won't. For I say only what I have heard from the one who sent me, and he is completely truthful. Mm. But they still didn't understand that he was talking about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will understand that I am he. I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father has taught me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not deserted me, for I always do what pleases him. Then many who heard him say these things believed in him.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't know where that got me, but when you said that I am he, it just, like, I was like.
Yeah. That's great. He's still dropping mics on the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Ding. Ding. He said.
I want to be able to, at the end of my life, say that line.
Mm.
For I always do what pleases him.
Wow.
Like, in my lifetime. Yeah. I always did what pleased him, what pleased the Father.
I love that.
Yeah.
Verse 31, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Mm.
But we are descendants of Abraham, they said. We have never been slaves to anyone. "What do you mean you will be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is a part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free.
Wow.
Yes, I realize that there's no room in your hearts for my message. I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father, but you are following the advice of your father. Our father is Abraham," they declared. "No," Jesus replied, "for if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow this example. Instead, you are trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. No, you are imitating your real father." They replied, "We aren't illegitimate children. God himself is our true father." Jesus told them, If God were your father, you would love me because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but he sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It's because you can't even hear me. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you would love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. Which of you can truthfully accuse me of sin? And since I am telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God, but you don't listen because you don't belong to God. The people retorted, "You Samaritan devil, didn't we say all along that you are possessed by a demon?" "No," Jesus said, "I have no demon in me, for I honor my father and you dishonor me. And although I have no wish to glorify myself, God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge. I tell you the truth, anyone who obeys my teachings will never die." The people said, "Now we know you are possessed by a demon. Even Abraham and the prophets died, but you say anyone who obeys my teaching will never die. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?" Jesus answered, "If I want glory for myself, it doesn't count. But it is my Father who will glorify me. You say he is our God, but you don't even know him. I know him. If I said otherwise, I would be as great a liar as you. But I do know him and obey him. Your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad." The people said, "You aren't even 50 years old. How can you say you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am." At that point, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden from them and left the temple.
Dang.
Holy Spirit. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He's a little crazy.
Like, can you just imagine living the time that Jesus lived and not having this Bible, not having that understanding?
Yeah.
And, like, trying to get a grasp of what Jesus is saying, but, like, you're like, what are you, like, what do you mean? Why does this, like, that'd just be crazy. Like, you know?
You know what's crazy is we see the Pharisees literally trying to arrest and kill Jesus because they think he's being blasphemous when he's telling them, like, no, I am. Yeah. I am the Son, and, like, I was sent by my Father. Like, he's telling them who he is. And they're rejecting him over and over and over again and actually trying to harm him. And then we're surprised when we're rejected for following him. Like, we're surprised when people stop liking us and stop being our friends because we choose to follow Jesus, when the example of how we were supposed to live was literally rejected and crucified.
Wow.
Like, why are we surprised? Dang. He literally tells us, "You will be rejected in my name."
Dang. That's crazy. That is crazy. Dang.
Okay. Chapter 9.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi. I don't know.
Rabbi.
His disciples asked him, "Why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sin or his parents' sin?" "It's not because of his sin or his parents' sin," Jesus answered. "This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world." Then he spit on the ground, made mud with his saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, "Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said he was, and others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept asking, yes, I am the same one. They asked, who healed you? What happened? He told them, the man they called Jesus made mud and spread it over my eyes and told me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and washed, and now I can see. Where is he now? They asked. I don't know, he replied. Then they took the man who had been blind to the Pharisees, because it was on the Sabbath that Jesus had made mud and healed him. The Pharisees asked the man all about him, so he told them, he put the mud over my eyes, and when I washed it away, I could see. You can read now.
Okay. Some of the Pharisees said, This man Jesus is not from God, for he is working on our Sabbath. Others said, but how could an ordinary sinner do such miraculous signs? So there was a deep division of opinion among them. Then the Pharisees again questioned the man who had been blind and demanded, what's your opinion about this man who healed you? The man replied, I think he must be a prophet. The Jewish leaders still refused to believe the man had been blind and could now see, so they called in his parents. They asked them, is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he now see? His parents replied, we know this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. Ask him. He is old enough to speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had announced that anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. That's why they said, he is old enough. Ask him. So for the second time, they called in the man who had been blind and told him, God should get the glory for this because we know this man, Jesus, is a sinner. I don't know whether he is a sinner, this man replied, but I know this. I was blind and now I can see.
Wow.
Wow. Come on. But what did he do? They asked. How did he heal you? Look, the man exclaimed. I told you once. Didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they cursed him and said, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where this man comes from. Why, that's very strange, the man replied. He healed my eyes, and yet you don't even know where he comes from? We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to hear those who worship him and do his will. Mm. Ever since the world began, no one has been able to open the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't have done it. That's good. Mm. That's good. Wow. You were born a total sinner, they answered. Are you trying to teach us? They threw him out of the synagogue.
Wow.
Dang.
I like that it says... Oh, it says, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but he's ready to hear those who worship him and do his will. I love that it says he is ready, because it's not like a forcing, like he's like...
Yeah.
You know. Whatever. It's more of like a he's ready, waiting. He's waiting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has his hand, his arms wide open, just ready. You know, for us to worship him and to do his will, and that just so precious.
Yeah, I love that. It's not forceful. It's not the Lord being it, you know, it doesn't say, you know, he doesn't listen to sinners, but he makes us worship him, or he, you know, whatever. No, it says that he's ready to hear those who worship him. It kind of just reminds me of just how he is just sitting with his arms open wide, like ready for people to come back to him, and ready for like the prodigal sons to come home, and ready for the lost to come home. Like, he's just so ready, and he's so willing. He's so accepting of everybody. I mean, he just loves everyone. Mm-hmm. And he's ready for you to, you know, turn from your sin and just come to him. Like, he's waiting with open arms for that.
Right.
So we love that. Verse 35, when Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and said, do you believe in the Son of Man? The man answered, who is he, sir? I want to believe in him. You have seen him, Jesus said, and he is speaking to you. Yes, Lord, I believe, the man said, and he worshiped Jesus. Wow. Then Jesus told him, I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who they think they see that they are blind. Mm. Some Pharisees who were standing nearby heard him and asked, are you saying we're blind? If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty, Jesus replied, but you remain guilty because you claim you can see. Wow. I don't know. I was just sitting with that. I was just really thinking about that.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just wonder, like, how often have I been claiming that I can see?
Wow.
Like, how often have I been claiming that I'm in the right when I wasn't? Or, like, when this, when I thought that the Spirit of the Lord was on, was, what am I trying to say? Like, how often have I, like, professed that I was right and used that to, like, hurt someone or use that to condemn someone because I know that I'm doing the right things?
Right.
Because that's what that's what these Pharisees are doing. They're saying, well, we're the spiritual teachers. We're the teachers of the law. Like, who are you to come in and tell us we're blind? Who are you to come in and tell us that we're wrong? Mm-hmm. And Jesus is, like, humbling. He's trying to humble them, but they're saying, they're saying, no, like, we know better than you. And I'm just like, wow, like, how many times have I let that happen in my own life where the Lord is trying to convict me of something? And he's saying, hey, I actually really don't like this, this area of your life right now. And I've just brushed it off, or
and I love that it says, I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who they think they see that they are blind. I feel like that is part of a relationship with God, of him why did that scare me? I don't know why it should scare me. But just that, like, that's what a relationship with God looks like, of him showing us. I mean, I think sometimes we go through these through seasons of just thinking that we see, thinking that we know, thinking that we understand. But he's there to show us that maybe you are a little bit blind in this area, and maybe we need to work on this. Like, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. I kind of want to look up, like, commentary on that verse, because that's kind of, that's crazy. Okay, let's see. So this is some Blue Letter Bible commentary for that verse. It's, well, it's for John 39 through 41. Because I was just curious, like, I really wanted to just, I don't know, I just felt like I was supposed to sit with that.
Yeah.
So we're reading especially some commentary.
It's titled Spiritual Blindness. Because it's not just like, I feel like, I mean, in the beginning of this, it says, they're, like, asking him, why was he born blind? And he said this happened so that the power of God could be seen in him.
Yeah.
And it's like it's not that he was born blind just to tell a story of Jesus healing him with mud.
Yeah.
It's like they have a spiritual reference, a spiritual, it's a spiritual analogy, you know? Like, they're, it's not just, like, a miracle that happened. It's like God wanted, this was a part of his plan to have that story be an example of
who he is.
Spiritual blindness. Yep. So I think there's more to that, you know?
Totally. Okay, so, yeah, this is, I'm just going to read this whole thing. It might be a lot. One may say that this entire chapter paints a picture of how Jesus heals the blind souls. We are all spiritually blind from birth. Jesus takes the initiative in healing us from blindness. Jesus does a work of creation in us, not a reformation. In this work, we must be obedient to what Jesus commands. Jesus commands us to be washed in the water of baptism.
Wow.
We become a mystery to our former associates, not even seeming to be the same person.
Wow.
We display loyalty to Jesus when we are persecuted, boldly and plainly testifying of his work in our lives and confounding others. We pass from little knowledge to greater knowledge, and this brings us to greater worship and adoration. Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
We never know the name of this man born blind. Jesus is the important one. A true disciple is content to remain anonymous if the Lord gets the glory. Wow. That's so good. A true disciple is content to remain anonymous if the Lord gets his glory.
Wow.
Come on. I mean, like,
that just adds so much purpose. Good.
Yeah.
To,
like, because we are living testimonies of who the Lord is. Like, that is literally our purpose in life, is to go out into the world and, you know, be like, I know who Jesus is. This is what he's done in my life, and give him that glory.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is so good. Just that, like, if our heart is truly that the Lord would get glory.
Yeah.
And truly that, like, our purpose in life would be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. We would not be seeking such adoration from this world, because we are supposed to be living for an audience of one. Mm-hmm. And I love what this is saying of, like, so many people assume that they can see. So many people are just like, you know, they think that they're in the right, but the people, and I just love how it says that he came to give the blind sight. Like,
yeah.
And the people who, like, this commentary was talking about how, like, you know, Jesus, he came for the blind because the blind are aware of the fact that they're blind, and they know that there's more. They know that there is something beyond. And, you know, the people who assume that they can see, they don't. And I love that so much, because I think so many times people can just be content with where they are, and they don't seek more of the kingdom. They don't seek, like, they don't, like, people just don't seek more. I feel like, sometimes we can get so content with where we are that we're not, we're no longer asking to grow. Yeah. We're no longer asking the Lord to, you know, point out areas where we might be wrong. Like, it talks about how, what does it say? So there's this quote on here that says, those who are conscious of their blindness and grieved on account of it may be relieved, while those who are content with the light they have lose even that. Mm. Like, so when we just settle for where we're at and we're not pursuing the Lord in a way where we're wanting to grow, we lose what we have, because we're, like, just assuming that we've reached our capacity and that there's no more for us to learn. There's no more for us to grow. And so I don't know. I just really felt like I was supposed to linger on that verse, because I don't know, but something to think about, I guess, of just when have you settled? Like, when have you become just content and just indifferent to where you are in your relationship with the Lord? And if you're in that place right now of feeling like you're just indifferent, you've grown apathetic, like you're just like, well, I go to church, I believe in the Lord. We talked about this last week of having a fire for the Lord and not having that religious spirit. So I would just challenge you, like, have you been living in religion? And if you have, like, seriously pray that the Lord would give you a new spirit and a fresh fire, because he doesn't have just a system for you. He has more than a routine for your life. He wants you to actually be on fire. He actually wants you to have that passion. And so, if you haven't listened to that episode, like, it was a good episode and you should definitely go back and listen to it. But I just want everyone to understand, like, there's so much more than just apathy. There's so much more for just than just a routine and just a system. And this is just what I do. He actually wants you to have that passion.
Yeah.
So I would just,
that's really good.
Yeah. Challenge you to pray and ask the Lord, like, if you have grown apathetic and you have grown bitter and you've grown just to a point where it's just religion, it's just a system, I would just pray and ask. And maybe you're like, I don't know, like, have I? Pray, ask the Lord, like, to reveal it to you if you have. Because it's something that isn't that hard to fall into. I've fallen into it myself of just like, wow, I'm really not, like, I'm not living in the fullness of what God has for me, because I've gotten so good at having the routine down that I'm not actually seeking his spirit.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the things.
Right.
So.
That's so good. I needed to hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Holy Spirit. Okay. Okay. Should we keep reading, or what do you want to do?
I don't know. I kind of feel like we could stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But we don't have to.
Yeah. We could stop.
Okay.
Okay. Well, two chapters of John. Wait. Yes. Three. Yeah. Two chapters.
Two chapters.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
8 and 9.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Paisley.
Thanks.
Wow. This is kind of on the shorter side. We did good. We were
trying to shorten them up a little bit, guys.
Yeah, we know we can. I can talk. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
This is not a we problem. This is a me problem. No. We know our episodes tend to go pretty long. It was funny because last week we were literally talking about how, like, we literally were like, okay, yeah, like, we need to try to keep it on the shorter side. Like, we don't want people having to pause and come back to it because people will forget, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then last week's episode is literally, like, an hour and a half long, so.
We were like, oh, yeah, let's keep it under, like, yeah. an hour. And then it was, like, an hour and 20 minutes. We're like,
yeah.
Sorry, guys. Oops.
Yeah. But it was good. It was good. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, basically, yeah.
I really hope you guys are enjoying the second season.
Yeah.
So far. And.
I've been.
I have.
Yeah. It's been good.
Honestly, I don't think I've learned so much from. Like, okay, so she edits them, and then she sends them to me to listen to them. And when I'm listening to them, I'm like, I needed to hear that. Or, like, I'll be like, holy cow, that was so good. Yeah. Or, like, I'll just, like, even in my own life, even if it's not impacting anyone else, like, it's impacting me. And I know that, and I can feel it, and I can sense it, and I'm learning so much stuff, so.
Right. And even, like, I'll be editing them, and I'll be, like, listening back to, like, things that we're saying, and I'm like, I said that? I don't think so. I don't think that was me. I'm like, I think that was literally just pure Holy Spirit, because there's no way, like,
pure Holy Spirit.
Like, there's no way in my human mind that I could have just had that knowledge or just had that was, like, that was the Holy Spirit. And there's been so many times where I'm like, wow, I didn't even know, like, I needed to hear that while I'm, like, editing this. Like, and I'll literally be, like, shaking from just, like, the Holy Spirit, because I can just feel the Holy Spirit, like, on the words that we're saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just interesting, because sometimes I'll be talking and I'm like, I don't know if this is really making sense. I don't know, like, and then I, like, go back to edit and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so profound. I'm like, the Holy Spirit was really, like, speaking through me.
Listen to them, and I'm literally at the end of them, I'm like texting her, and I'm like shaking, like, that was really good.
Yeah. You texted me the other day, and you're like, I was shaking from the Holy Spirit, because that was just so good. But anyways. So,
if you guys are not getting impacted, we are.
Yeah.
So, praise God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for
Hopefully you saw my facial expression. Like, that was great. I was like.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Of us. Go read your Bible. Like,
she said, go read your Bible. Good. It's good, guys. It's good.
And if you let us know.
Okay, Holy Spirit.
Let us know on the Instagram or in the comment. I don't know, wherever you're watching this.
Yeah. If you're listening to this right now, take a picture and tag us.
Let us know if you liked us reading. Let us know if you liked us reading the Bible, and if you want us to do that more. Cause it's really fun.
Yeah, always like let us know your thoughts. You can go to our YouTube channel, and you can comment there. You can DM us, whatever your little heart desires.
You can DM us at Called By Name Pod.
Okay. Okay, we love you guys so much. Thank you for staying to the end. Don't forget to rate, review, share, and follow wherever you are listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.